Raw Aboriginals. Hello, we're in talk mode. Welcome back to the place where we get real and tackle the topics that sometimes leave us scratching our heads. Today, we're diving into something that often gets a bad rap: selfishness. Now, hold tight before you hit that unsubscribe button. This ain't about becoming a narcissistic gremlin who hoards all the good snacks, although let's be honest, we've all been there. Now, this is about a conscious shift towards prioritizing ourselves and our needs and our well-being. Because let's face it, you can't pour from an empty cup, right? Constantly putting everyone else's needs before our own leads to a ton of burnout and just resentment. So this year, let's embrace a little selfishness, but the healthy kind. The kind that allows us to show up as the best versions of ourselves for ourselves and the people we love. Here's the thing. Taking care of yourself isn't selfish. It's actually fucking essential. It's like putting on your own oxygen mask first on an airplane, yeah? You gotta prioritize your well-being before you can help anyone else. Now, but how do we do this selfish thing without feeling like a total arsehole? Well, that's where things get interesting. So let's break it down with some actionable steps you can take right now. Step 1. Reframe the narrative. First things first, man. Let's ditch the guilt. Stop calling it selfishness and start calling it self-care. But don't just throw the term around. Get specific. What does self-care actually look like for you? Grab a pen and paper or whatever works and do some brainstorm. Is it something like getting enough sleep? Or taking a long uninterrupted bath with some music and candles and shit? Or maybe it's carving out time for that hobby you keep putting on the back burner. Whether it's something like painting, playing music, or gaming, like it is for me. Step 2. Identify your needs. Okay, so grab yourself self-care detective hat and put it on. What truly fuels you? Is it, like we mentioned, a good night's sleep? Because let's be honest, who the fuck functions on 5 hours a night? Or is it spending time in nature, feeling the sun on your face and the wind in your hair? Or maybe it's just connecting with loved ones, having deep conversations and feeling that sense of belonging. Here's the real trick. Your needs will be different from mine and different from your neighbours and from your best friends. You need to take the time to tune into your body and mind and figure out what makes you feel energized and happy and ready to tackle the world. Step 3. Set boundaries. The art of saying no. This is where we get into the crunch. You need to realize that it's okay to say no to requests that drain your energy or don't align with your priorities at the time. People who truly care about you will understand and maybe even appreciate the honest communication. But saying no can sometimes be tricky. So here are some tips. Be clear and concise. Don't feel obligated to explain your entire life story. A simple no thank you or I'm afraid I'm swamped right now is perfectly acceptable. Offer an alternative. If you can't commit to something in its entirety, see if there's a way to meet halfway. Maybe you can't attend an entire event, but you could probably suggest that you swing around for half an hour, 40 minutes, an hour, whatever it is that's in your capacity at the time. Focus on your needs. Saying something along the lines of, I need some time for myself this weekend, is a perfectly valid reason to decline an invitation, and people just have to accept that. Step 4. Schedule your self-care. Now, if you've listened to this podcast for any length of time, you'll know I'm all about putting shit in a calendar. And for me, let's be honest, if it's not on a calendar, it probably won't happen. So you need to treat your self-care time with the same respect you would for an important meeting. Once it's scheduled, it's guaranteed. Well, for me anyway. So schedule dedicated time for your self-care activities, whether it's a daily morning meditation session, a weekly yoga class, or a monthly like spa day or some shit. Because you know what? Pampering is important too. So block out that time in your calendar and treat it as sacred. Step 5. Celebrate your wins. Now, did you finally carve out that time for that hobby you love, or prioritize your sleep schedule and wake up feeling refreshed? Well, if so, give yourself a pat on the back. Acknowledging your progress reinforces the importance of self-care and keeps you motivated. Think of it like building a habit. Yeah, we talked about habits a few episodes ago. It's just like that. The more you celebrate your wins, the stronger the habit gets. Step 6. Embrace the journey. Remember, this selfish revolution, as I like to call it, is a journey, not a destination. There'll be days where you fall off a little bit, you spend more time prioritizing others. There'll be weeks when your self-care just takes a backseat. Don't beat yourself up about it. The key is to be kind to yourself, acknowledge the efforts you've made, and gently nudge yourself back on track, where you put self-care back as your priority. Now, I'm not saying become a hermit and neglect all your responsibilities, but by prioritizing your well-being, setting boundaries, and saying no more often, you'll be a happier, healthier, and more patient person for everyone in your life. So let's ditch the guilt and embrace the selfish revolution. I want you to share your tips on prioritizing self-care in the comments below. How do you recharge your batteries and show up authentically for yourself and the people you love? Remember, a little selfishness can go a long way. Until next time, keep it real, keep it healthy, and keep on thriving. See you soon. Take care. Goodbye.